Well, as you heard at the beginning of my show today, there is no question that when the schools reopen, they will be the next target of the activists who have taken over our police department. The school budget is going to be a big money grab for the people who have been emboldened by how successful they've been with our cops. There is another issue going on with our schools, and that is, should they reopen at all in the near future? Lee Finna is the director for education, or the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. And she has a great piece about this up today. And Leif joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Dory.
Let's start with the headline to your story. Parents are demanding schools reopen. The headline starts with, is that true, Leif? Are parents in Washington State demanding a reopening of the schools? Because I am hearing bitterly divided people on both sides of this.
Yes, well, yes, there are parents on both sides. There's a lawsuit, a couple of lawsuits that have been filed by parents demanding that the schools reopen, particularly parents of special needs children that have the federal right to an appropriate and equal public education and are not getting it. I heard there was a rally in Gig Harbor yesterday of parents demanding that the schools open. Clearly the school board in Seattle is getting pressure from parents to reopen because they are now arguing with the superintendent there who is not going to reopen the school. So yes, there's a lot of conflict and strife over this question, but a lot of parents are unhappy and demanding that schools reopen because they cannot manage an extension of what happened at the end of last year. They cannot manage to teach their children themselves, which is what the schools are expecting. You're seeing the schools put up schedules of remote distance learning that require parents to see, you know, supervise and deliver to children. And this is not fair to working parents. It's not fair to the public that is paying $17 billion a year to maintain the school. That is why.
We just had a massive property tax hike in the last couple of years to spend more money on the schools. It's not fair to the kids either, because I've talked about this an awful lot, Leif, that there are a lot of kids on the margin, and I know this because I coached in the public schools, but whether it's sports or band or drama, there are a lot of kids who stay in school because they love extracurriculars. And all of these kids who are on the margin and who otherwise would have been chronic tardy or just school skippers, but they knew, if I'm not at school today, I'm not going to be able to go to basketball practice after school this afternoon. And so that was their motivation. These kids are not going to sit in front of a laptop for 6 hours a day with some online learning lesson. And so all of the kids who are on the margin especially, they are in the greatest danger. The kids from families with means, the kids who are motivated and have been striving for years to get into a great university, they're going to still be motivated and they're still going to work hard. The kids on the margin are the ones who are going to suffer the very most for all of this.
Oh, there's no question about that, that the children need to have an organized structure to encourage them, and that they come for many different reasons, like you say, for sports, for music, for art. And it's ironic that we have now seen through the pandemic how inflexible the system is when presented with a health crisis. And it just underscores how many children on the margin and in the center are not well served by this standardized one-size-fits-all system. And so now you're seeing parents seeing that the schools, we're not arguing for schools to reopen, just to be clear, because this is an issue that is mired in health. And that is not our bailiwick, really. But what we're observing is that parents are being expected to do the work of teaching their students. And for that, we think that some of this money should be returned to parents. I mean, because parents are shouldering the burden, and it's not fair that the system hold on to all the resources and not give some of them over to parents to help them. And because now you're seeing this, you're seeing micro schools prop up, you know, start up. Parents are seeing that they're going to have to educate their own children. They're taking responsibility and creating small pods, learning pods of kids to work together. And this, and more parents are deciding to homeschool their children. Some parents are digging into their savings and putting their kids in private schools that are doing a better job online. You know, the charter schools are doing a much better job delivering remote instruction online. So this is just a very interesting time. And you know, we propose a very modest shift of some of the money to parents.
Yeah, and so that's the other half of your headline. Parents are demanding schools reopen. And then it goes on to say the state should provide parents $3,000 education vouchers for each child. And so that would just help a tiny bit if the parents have to assume educating the kids. There are some private schools planning to have in-class learning, so that voucher would also allow the parents to defray the cost of tuition if they choose to move their kid to a private school as well, correct?
That's right, exactly. And then the parent can use that money however best they decide to meet the education needs of their child. It may be that getting a coach, you know, a physical ed coach is the most important thing for a child at a particular time, or music, or art. Whatever the parent seems to think is going to move the child along his path of getting educated. And, you know, right now, getting technology, buying tutoring services, paying private school tuition, whatever the parent needs to customize for the needs of the child would be it's only 15% of what Seattle Public Schools spends on children. Seattle Public Schools is spending $20,000 per student
now. It's crazy. The only problem I have with your proposal is all of my wife's and my daughters, they've all graduated from high school and college now. What about the rest of us taxpayers? Why shouldn't we get a refund as well? We're paying for schools. They don't have any transportation costs, or very little, but their transportation costs are a fraction. They don't have to have school resource officers. They don't have to have so many of the employees that we're paying for year round, because they're just not necessary in a virtual school. So if we're paying for a Cadillac education at $20,000 per kid per year, and we're getting a Ford Pinto Reality, why shouldn't we get our money back as well as taxpayers, since we're not getting what we're paying for?
Well, I agree with that. When the pandemic struck, I got a rebate from my car insurance company because they knew that I wasn't going to be driving my car to work every day.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the same principle. I mean, and society it's really a serious matter. What is more important than the education of our children? We are putting off a whole nother year of learning for the education of our children. This is going to set them behind. I mean, your children are out of school. My children are out of school. But there are 1.2 million children in Washington State between the kindergarten and 12th grade. And all of them are now facing real questions about whether they're going to get the full 13 years that the taxpayers pay for. I don't think they're going to. And this is going to mean reduced capacity for earning in their futures. So we need to do something. We can't just shrug our shoulders and say it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And meanwhile, these same schools that are saying we can't have in-class learning, they're sending out letters to parents telling them that they will be providing in-school daycare for an additional fee. So they don't mind the kids getting together for a four-fee daycare purpose, but they won't fulfill their basic job of providing education for the kids that we've all prepaid for. It's just nuts. Everything about this is nuts.
It's a scam. You know, that whole daycare thing is a scam and should be investigated. I mean, to be charging parents for daycare when parents are already paying for schooling, is outrageous. So, you know, I agree. You know, the other part to this is that there's all this misinformation going on and pretending that the schools are opening and scenarios being painted. If we get COVID down to this percentage, then we can open the schools. That is all a sham that yes. is going on.
Oh yeah.
And because the unions have declared they are not going to open the schools. So let's face reality. We have special interests in our education system that are making all decisions out of self-interest, not out of the paramount duty to educate the children of our state.
That is such
a great
point.
The money we provide, it's just showing up what's possible and what is not possible in public education. And only what the union allows is allowed to happen. And believe me, all this talk about schools opening is baloney.
This is a grand scam being foisted upon the taxpayers, that's for sure. Go ahead, real quick.
Anyway, so parents should own up to this, realize this, you know, look reality in the face and start demanding change and demanding some of this funding back so they can educate their own children, because that's what they're being expected to do.
Amen. All right. People should read all of Leif's post about this. It's at washingtonpolicy.org. And what do you think, listener? Do you think you deserve a $3,000 rebate since you're paying for an education that is nowhere near what you are expecting for that kind of money? Should you be getting a rebate? You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. Leif Finna, the director of the Center for Education at Washington Policy. Always appreciate you coming on with me. Thanks for doing that, Leif.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Dory.
All right, and check out her work at washingtonpolicy.org. Drop me a text. Do you want a rebate? Are you going to demand a rebate? Text me at 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.